Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM on a fantastic Friday morning. I feel very frisky today for some reason. I don't know why. On the phone right now, we've got one of the sponsors of Phoenix FM. That's Hutton View Care Home and our friend there, Carl Roberts. Morning, Carl.
Morning, Mike. Happy Friday. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm all good. Feeling frisky. I'm fantastic.
Frisky? Oh, blimey. I've spoken to you in many moods, Mike, but frisky is not one of them.
I don't know what it's all about. I've no idea what's going on.
Spring is in the air.
It is. Look out. Everyone, look out. Now, Carl, I wanted to talk to you today about, because all the rules and the lockdown and everything else, it's all changing a little bit at a time. How has that affected you at Hutton View?
Well, as the Prime Minister sort of laid out a few weeks ago in his roadmap, 8th of March means that we can now have primary visitors coming into the home.
It's
absolutely fantastic. You know, we had a gentleman move in on Monday, Ian, and it was absolutely wonderful for his daughter to actually come into the home and help him unpack.
Oh, lovely.
You know, that hasn't been able to happen for so long. You know, we're obviously a new care home. We opened back in November. So for that to actually happen was so special. And to be able to see other residents living here, having their, sons and daughters, friends, their nominated individual come into the home and just spend some quality one-on-one time with each other. It's just wonderful, really.
Fantastic. So other than people coming in, how are you... Are you still doing all the precautions that we used to do, like spraying everything and Dettol with this and that and everything else?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely, Mike. You know, we're still sort of using our one spray, which we spray around the home on a regular basis, and team are getting regular PCR tests and LSD tests to make sure that we're doing everything we can to protect residents, team, and the families that are now coming in. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, the virus is still there, isn't it?
You know, yeah.
So we have to continue those strict policies in terms of infection control, for sure.
I mean, my wife works in a junior school, and she's tested twice a week, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to once every 10 days, twice. And it makes you feel quite reassured when you know that my wife, if any of us in this house gets it, we're all going to get it. You know the way it's going to go. It makes me feel really reassured. Not that I see anybody. I sit in studios on my own all the time. But it makes me feel reassured because my wife's being tested, and I go, well, that's it. We're all clear. We're still all clear.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be said about having peace of mind, and as you say, it's the same here at the home as it is with you at your home. Ultimately, you know, every week, you know, we'll have our PCR test on a Monday. We'll also do an LSD test that day, and the same again, another LSD test on Thursday. And you know, when those negative results come back through, it's such a positive moment. Each week, and it just gives the team, that sort of boost, that sense of pride that we're keeping residents safe and that things are going in the right direction. And it just means that we can, try and have some sense of normality with the type of activities and, the things that we can actually do at the home. So
fantastic. So pushing forward from this point, how long do you think it's going to be before it goes back to complete normality?
Oh, if I knew that, Mike, I would probably be Prime Minister myself. I might be on Boris Johnson's advisory team if I knew that.
I'm trying to get some insight here.
Oh, my friend. I wouldn't want to sort of hazard a guess, on that one. But, I guess the only thing I can really say is that, whatever happens, whatever sort of changes over the coming days, weeks and months, we will be at the forefront, making sure that we're keeping team and residents safe and happy and empowering them to live the best life that they can for the rules at that time. For example, we worked very closely with Brentwood School, and a couple of weeks ago they put together a virtual concert for us.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful. Yeah. The there's a sort of musical director, Florian, over there, and a student in particular, a young girl named Emma, and all of the pupils, they came up with the concept of producing a one-hour virtual concert for the care homes in the Brentwood area. So, we here at Hutton View, we supported them and said, absolutely, that'd be wonderful if you could do that. And they came up with a concept of the golden age of music.
Oh, wow. It sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it was. And it took us on a journey through classical, through to sort of the 1930s, 40s hits, to swing, to big band stuff, and all the way through to the modern day classics here and there. You know, You Never Walk Alone was their finale. And it was just amazing. And the residents were an absolute awe of the talent of these students.
Yeah.
Even down to the editing, you know, if you sort of imagine like a Zoom call, but imagine 30, or best part of, you know, many, many kids on the screen with all their different instruments playing along together.
Fantastic.
Like, editing behind that would have been absolutely mad, really. So we're just hugely thankful. And when that came over a couple of weeks ago, we sent it out to all the other local care homes in the area. So it's been a real community initiative. And we just want to say a massive thank you to Brentwood School. It was just, we're really humbled for them to do that for us. So
sounds fantastic, Carl. Now, if anybody's listening right now and they're thinking to themselves that they'd like to come and view Hutton View, are you still doing the virtual viewings?
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing virtual viewings. You know, every family is unique, and the way we approach those visits is unique to them. So, I mean, what I would say is, if anyone is considering a move into care, whether it be over the short term or even the long term, you know, just to give us a call and we'll go through that. You know, we're here to be the metaphorical arm around the shoulder. And as I said before, Mike, you know, I'm speaking to families here and have been supporting them for two and a half years since we officially spoke, and it's just, we want to help people on their journey. So if anyone's got any questions, they just need to give us a call.
Fantastic, Carl. I'll check in with you again in a month or so, just to see how you're getting on and whether we've reduced the lockdown even more by then.
But who knows? Yeah.
Fingers crossed. We've got 2 weeks left, and it'll all be back to normal again.
I like your optimism. Maybe that's where the friskiness is coming from.
Go with the flow. Just go with the flow. Go with the flow. We're trying to talk them into it. Carl, thank you very much for speaking to us today.
Wonderful. Thanks, Mike. Have a great day.